Have you ever wanted to write books, but you've never done it? Well, my guest today, Karen Whiting, never wanted to write books, and now she's written 30 of them, and three of them we're going to talk about today. Karen is a mom of five, and she has 14 grandchildren and 27 books, but we have three more we're going to talk about, so that makes 30 books. International speaker, former television host, and she loves being a mom, going on adventures, baking and crafting. Karen, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you, Judy. Love to be with you again.
So, Karen, you said you really didn't want to write. How did it come about that you started to write and now you have all these books out?
It's really all God. I didn't want to write, but I love my children and their friends, and I love children in general. So I would do a lot of activities with my children. Their friends would come over, and I'd always weave God into everything we were doing because I wanted him to be integrated into our faith. I'm a mathematician, but really never thought about writing, and I avoided English classes. And everyone kept saying, you should write with all the things you do with the children and as a parent. And I finally went to a retreat and prayed, and God not only gave me a vision, but the next morning when I turned over my placemat, I had a unique painting, and mine was of my vision with Proverbs 3:4-5 on it. And I said, oh, well, I will do this if this is what you're calling me to do.
So how many years ago was that?
Oh, that was probably in 1996.
And tell us some of the books that you've written, the topics that they've covered.
Well, I have written all about the home front during American war times for the military and their families, so the women could really see what has changed since the beginning of our wartime, our beginning of our history, really, for women and families.
And that's a unique topic for you because your family is so involved in the military.
Yes. My husband served in the Coast Guard 22 years. I have a son who served in the Air Force and one who served in the Army. They were both medically retired for various reasons, but they're doing fine. And even my father served in World War II. My father-in-law and mother-in-law also served during that time. My mother-in-law was on the team that broke the Japanese code. So lots of background.
Lots of military stories that people may not have heard before.
Exactly. And then I've written devotions, especially craft devotionals for girls, God's Girls 1 and 2. And I have written devotions, a precious little one for little girls, of the 1 year My Princess devotions and devotions for active boys, as well as some Bible studies along the way. And about half my books are probably devotional-type books.
Devotional-type books. Growing a Mother's Heart is one of your books. What do you mean by that? How do you grow a mother's heart?
What I mean is, and so many moms feel like I'm failing, I'm not doing it right, is that we're not going to be 100% the perfect mom the first day we hold our baby, that we need to grow and change and learn along the way, and our children will benefit from that. Because if we fail and we admit to the truth of that and show that we can get up and keep going, not only are we growing our heart, but we're helping our children understand that we can make new choices in life and we can do better each day. And that's the whole idea, is that every day we want to love our children just a little bit more than we did the day before.
So how do you, when you feel maybe so overwhelmed with, my daughter, for instance, has two children. She and her husband have two children. He's a firefighter and she is an interior designer, so commercial designer. So they have to juggle two kids, two and three. And I imagine the challenge with those kids so close together. And sometimes you feel like, am I growing a mother's heart in their hearts? Or what am I doing? Or am I just being like a police officer, getting them to do what they need to do to go from one stage to the next?
We have to maintain a balance on all of those things we're doing in life. And that can be career, that can be volunteering, that can be having an oodle amount of children. And that's not always easy. So it does take a little bit of everything, but we need to come together at times and step back and think, how are my kids doing? What are we doing? And I every night would look back through the day and think, what did I do? Where was I good? Where could I use some improvement and change? Did I yell too much today? Did I cherish my children and let them know that I cherished them? And that would give me the start for the next day. Since I'm more of a night owl than a morning person, other people do those things in the morning, but morning it's like, okay, can I even wake up? Especially if the children woke me up throughout the day, I mean in the nighttime.
Growing a Mother's Heart. So you won't want to miss that book by Kieran Whiting. The next one we're going to touch on a little bit is the 1 Year My Princess Devotional. Wow, what a great title. That must be for little girls. What age?
Well, it says it's the preschool edition, but I find children like it up through age 7 that when they're little, they're read to. And mom reads that to them and they love that. But then when they get to read, it's one of the books they pull out to read themselves because the language is written well for them and they can master that. So they feel really good and they go through it again. And that's a book that I wanted to do because there were too many Jesus Loves Me type books that it just tells you you're loved all the time, but it doesn't invite you to really participate with God as part of the kingdom. And to be a daughter of the king also means to, just as the king serves others, to serve others and to be a princess in action.
A princess in action. Wow, what a great goal to have, to be a little princess in action. Sharing with your friends about Jesus and who he is.
Yes, well, and every day, not only do you have a scripture and what it's about, a little prayer to the king, but it ends with being a princess in action of one step you can do that day to put the word into action. So even a simple thing like maybe you've just read about God creating people and that day's action is to take a creation people walk. And you walk with those people and you thank God for each person that is different from the other person that you have seen, so that you start celebrating that diversity and start enjoying knowing that there's lots of people out there and God made them all.
You're working on another devotion. It's called Devos for Brave Boys. Does that kind of counter with the same age as the princess one for girls?
No, that's a little bit older. That's elementary age into the beginning of middle school. And that one is really, you know, in reaction to COVID and everybody hiding in their homes and being afraid of germs and everything, to bring boys back out to realize you can be brave. You can have courage and make good choices. And that courage may be to speak up against a bully. That courage may be to tackle a new sport or new activity, to overcome the problems you're having in some subject in school. Whatever it is, you can be brave because God is with you.
You can be brave because God is with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what age you are. 52 weekly devotions for family prayer. What another great title for family. So you cover the boy, you cover the girl, the princess, and you cover the family in these new books that you're just putting out.
Yes, I do. And the prayer one, I'm just so passionate about praying with children. You know, there's all these books out there on how to pray for your children and how to get your children to pray. But this is a book to do with your children. And every week of these 52 weeks has a different way to pray together. Some of them are very active and noisy even. Some of them are quiet and reflective because there's a lot of ways we can talk to God. God wants to interact with us wherever we are and whatever we are doing. And the other thing on that is children ask a lot of questions about prayer. So every week it starts with a question that children ask, like, what's the blessing? And has hands-on activities to explore what that question is asking to try to discover a little bit about what it means.
How do people get copies of your books?
Well, my books are sold anywhere books are sold. If you have a local Christian store, ask them to get it for you because we want to support those local stores and they can get any book that I have out there. You can go to my website if you want an autographed copy. And, of course, there are online sources you can find.
And your website is
KarenWhiting.com.
KarenWhiting.com. Now, let me ask you this. We have Growing a Mother's Heart, the 1 Year My Princess Devotions. We have 52 weekly devotions for family prayer. And we have the Devos for Brave Boys. Now, those are four books that you've been putting together and they've come out in 2021. How do you write on so many books at the same time or find the topics for all these books?
Well, the topics are easy for me. I'm like a popcorn popper. My mind just keeps popping with ideas. And my editors like the ideas, so that works out. But I'm a mathematician, and so I can gather my thoughts together in spreadsheets. I put out basically charts that have everything in it that I need to write about. And the Princess book is not actually from this year. That's from a few years past. But one like that, I will put what my theme is every month. Within that month, I'll break it into weeks of what I want to do. So every week has a princess element to it, whether it's the crown or the princess slippers or whatever. And it has a virtue every month and a body part, because especially preschoolers are working on their growth and fine motor skills. And I want to do that as part of the devotions that's just built in with the activities they do. And then there's that daily application of a princess in action. So all of that's in a spreadsheet. I can sort it by the activity. I can sort it by the scripture, whatever I want to do, so that I know I'm covering things without being redundant. And that's what I do with each of my books. I just spreadsheet it out, and then I can just look at that spreadsheet and know what to write next, so I can just keep on going.
Wow. KarenWhiting.com is Karen's website. Karen, I am wondering what tip you would give a new writer.
Well, start with prayer and read what you like to read in a different way. Start reading it to analyze how did the writer put that piece together. And make some goals of where you want to get published and what you would like to write. When you start out, sometimes you have an idea that, oh, I think I'm called to write for moms, and you might find out later, no, I'm called to write for children. So be open to what God is calling you to do. And I would get the Christian Writer's Market Guide and read through that. 5 minutes a day is what I did when I started, just to understand the industry, what's out there, and where you might have a match, especially in the periodicals for the newspapers, the magazines, the online sources that you can write for, and think they have tips in there. They say how much is from freelancers, those are the newer people, as opposed to how much is assigned or done in-house. And that gives you an idea of who's more open for what I have to write and what can I write about. If there's a tip that say, oh, we need more puzzles or we need this or that topic, then you know, oh, if I could do that, then that's a good place for me to start with. Going to say the other thing is to go to writers' conferences.
Writers' conferences. KarenWhiting.com is Karen's website. Lots of great tips up there. Growing a Mother's Heart, the 1 year My Princess devotionals, the other ones we talked about, you can get them all there or at your favorite Christian bookstore. Karen, thanks so much.
Well, thanks so much, Judy, for having me on.
And thanks so much for listening to Encounter today. I'm Judy Redlich.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.